No showdown in Lower Manhattan between police and protesters for now.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Now, the global perspective on business and economics, the folks who have been protesting near Wall Street in New York City were facing a deadline to get out of Zuccotti Park at the top of the hour. Owners of the park wanted to have it cleaned, but that cleaning has been postponed indefinitely. There is a strong police presence there. And Marketplace's Elisa Roth is there as well, live from Zuccotti Park with the latest. Hi, Elisa.
Good morning, Steve.
Describe the scene. What's going on over there?
Well, it's just starting to get light here. I'm right across the street from the park, and the crowd has really been growing since I've been here over the last hour, hour and a half. The police are being strict about keeping people in the park. They've got some of those crowd control fences up. You can hear chanting maybe in the background. There's been a lot of yelling. But so far, the police presence has been very calm. No riot gear. I've seen the plastic handcuffs. I'm seeing some motorcycles now, but no full-on riot gear.
What's happened? You said the crowd has been growing over the past few hours?
I think it's partly there was a 7 o'clock deadline to get out of the park, so people have been showing up. The call to action was for 6 and 7 this morning, so it's been growing that way. Yesterday, several members of New York City Council wrote a letter to the mayor saying that they support the protesters. I think that's probably helped bring out the mainstream. And the unions have been calling their members out. The most recent was yesterday. The AFL-CIO called them, its members to come out. I've been seeing some signs from the UAW as well.
Marketplace's Elisa Roth in New York with the latest from Zuccotti Park. Elisa, thanks.
You're welcome.
Now from New York to London, the protests against Wall Street have inspired activists in the UK to take aim at the heart of British finance, the London Stock Exchange. Reporter Christopher Worth has more from London.
New York and London may be thousands of miles apart, but they're both global financial centers, and London is now drawing the ire of the Occupy Wall Street crowd. Several thousand protesters are expected to gather near the London Stock Exchange tomorrow. Naomi Colvin is one of the protest organizers.
There's obviously a huge appetite out there for something like this to happen in London, because the financial crisis and the fallout from that has affected such an enormous range of people.
For example, youth unemployment in the UK is now expected to reach nearly 1 million, the highest since records began. And Colvin says many in Britain think average families are paying the price for an economic crisis she says the banks caused. Organizers aren't saying much about how long they plan to stay. Like Zuccotti Park, the area around the London Stock Exchange is owned by a private company, which may prevent the protests from getting too close. In London, I'm Christopher Worth for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Well, global markets are mostly higher right now, especially in Europe, where London's FTSE is up about 1% and the DAX is up nearly 1% as well. Same for shares in Paris. Asian shares, however, were mostly lower today. Wall Street yesterday, markets were mixed for the most part. The NASDAQ added a little value, about 0.5%, but the Dow was down off about 40 points to close at 11,478.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Harper Business, publisher of Great by Choice by Jim Collins and Morton T. Hansen, exploring why some companies thrive despite uncertainty wherever books are sold. By the PBS Arts Fall Festival with Gilbert and Sullivan's HMS Pinafore, tonight at 9, 8 Central on PBS. And by Allianz, insuring more than 80 million customers worldwide and providing retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com.
Today in Atlanta, a group calling itself the Advanced Manufacturing Partnership convenes a meeting at Georgia Tech. The White House assembled this group of academic, government, and industry officials to strengthen and expand the nation's battered manufacturing sector. But as Dan Bobkoff of the public media project Changing Gears reports, the partnership is more than just about jobs.
It's about innovation itself. The Advanced Manufacturing Partnership formed out of a sobering report from the president's science and technology advisors earlier this year. It found not only does the U.S. no longer make many of the products it invented, things like laptops and video games, but new technologies are increasingly being invented abroad. Erica Fuchs is with Carnegie Mellon University, a member of the partnership.
If we don't keep some amount of manufacturing in the United States, we're not going to be able to create the next generation of products.
That's because engineering and manufacturing go hand in hand. Designers often need to be right next to the lines that make their inventions. Now, we're falling behind other nations in research and development spending, with implications for jobs, competitiveness, and national security. One model the partnership encourages can be found in David Bourne's robotics lab at CMU.
So this is actually, it's called a space frame of a Hummer.
He's perfecting a robot that will work alongside humans on factory floors with funding from the Department of Defense. The robots will be used to build Humvees, but Bourne sees lots of uses.
I'm doing this kind of research for everything from cell phones. I'm working with Boeing to do this kind of thing, to make airplane wings. Same technology, different uses.
The partnership thinks this is the right role for government, funding early-stage technologies that are too expensive and risky for any one company to develop. The report that started all this goes to great pains to stress that it is not government's role to invest in specific industries and companies. But while the partnership talks about government investment in research and development as the foundation for high-quality jobs, Erica Fuchs of Carnegie Mellon University says there will be far fewer people working the assembly line than during the heyday of American manufacturing.
It's not going to be the same as it was 40 years ago, but we need those people in order to have the jobs that are in innovation.
More advanced manufacturing meetings are planned for MIT, Stanford, and the University of Michigan in the coming months. I'm Dan Bobkoff for Marketplace.
And finally, what to do in the crowded Venezuelan capital of Caracas when traffic gets out of line? Bring in the mimes! After stricter police enforcement didn't make much of a difference, the city sent out more than 100 of the silent types dressed like clowns with white gloves and wagging fingers. They're there to call out traffic violators, some of whom ride their motorcycles on sidewalks, or pedestrians who jaywalk across busy streets there. The mayor of one section of town says it's all in an effort to bring civility to the streets. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles, online at marketplace.org. Share your thoughts with us and grab the podcast while you're there. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
For most, Friday is the end of a long, hard week. But for us, we're just getting started.
The policies that were put forward, they are get-back-to-work policies.
Well, I would love to see a massive, big stimulus.
Greece is kind of like a big, giant subprime borrower without a loan modification plan.
I'm Khan Rizdal, the Weekly Wrap. Everything you need to know about the week's big economic news and oh so much more. It's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.